Sermon 12. By water and the Spirit, which is the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 16. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature, yet not the wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age, who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers of this age knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. In the autumn scenery. Because the chestnut tree is by the river, it is so picturesque. If only the full moon rises behind the chestnut tree, it is completely autumn. There was a chestnut tree behind the house where I used to live, and I remember those times. When autumn comes, if you go up the mountain with a long pole and shake the chestnut tree that ripened first, the chestnut burrs fall. I used to climb the tree, shake it, and pick up the fallen chestnut burrs with tongs. Later, if you put the peeled chestnuts on the briquette fire, they roast well. In the summer, we swam in the seawater, and in the autumn, we picked and ate chestnuts, and we also picked and ate the fruits of the fig tree right behind the chapel, and birds would come and eat them too. If you fish, a greenling about this big is caught. We immediately slice it into raw fish and dip it deeply into vinegared red pepper paste to eat. Everyone, you have to go to your hometown soon, right? After having worship service this Sunday, the 16th is Chuseok. Songpyeon made by steaming them in a pot with pine needles laid down. Please do not eat them all by yourselves, but when you return, make sure to pack them in a bamboo basket and bring them. I hope you bring a lot so we can share and eat them together. Apostle Paul's method of evangelism was by the Word of God. Today, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Apostle Paul speaks about the wisdom of God and the wisdom of man. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Apostle Paul was a person who had studied under Gamaliel at that time. He was a servant of God who was born again by believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. But let us look at verse 3. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. Apostle Paul was a person who had physically weak parts. Historians say he had an eye disease. Looking at Paul's epistles, it was to the extent that a saved brother had to write them on his behalf. So it is recorded that he was bold when writing letters, but when he met the saints, he treated them with a humble heart. Paul was one who lived with the thought that people might look down on him by looking at his outward appearance. However, he was Paul who was appointed as an apostle. He was one who met the Lord on the road to Damascus. Apostle Paul's ministry was a ministry that the Holy Spirit was with. Paul, as one who believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, testified the word of God. Apostle Paul said he could not carry out the ministry without the power of the Holy Spirit. Human wisdom could not replace the power and wisdom of the Holy Spirit. The preaching of God's gospel could only be carried out by the power of the Holy Spirit. In his ministry, the gospel word of the water and the Spirit was always working together with the work of the Holy Spirit. What is the wisdom of God? What is the wisdom of God? Wisdom refers to the ability to achieve one's purpose with the knowledge one has. It is wisdom to know through what process God accomplishes the work He ordained before the foundation of the world for our salvation, and to reach the purpose by doing it. Which none of the rulers of this age knew, for had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. The wisdom of God spoken of here is the wisdom of accomplishing in Jesus Christ the work of salvation that God planned for them from the time He created the universe and created Adam and Eve with the Word. God the Father, in order to save mankind who fell into sin from the sins of the world before the foundation of the world, sent the Son of God, Jesus Christ, to us, made Him receive the baptism given by John the Baptist to have the sins of the world transferred to Him, made Him receive the judgment of all sins on the cross, and completed the work of saving those who believe from sin by resurrecting from death. The wisdom of God the Father is that He manifested God's love by delivering those who believe from the sins and judgment of all mankind and making them God's people through the ministry of the baptism of His Son Jesus Christ and the shedding of blood on the cross. That is, God determined this work of making sinners His people and accomplished it all within the ministry of Jesus Christ. Accomplishing such a work is the wisdom of God. We think of the gospel word of salvation received from God. How could a human born with sin become a person saved from sin? How could one who cannot live without committing sin become a sinless person? The one who did this work is the ministry of salvation accomplished in union by God the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. It is the gift of God that Jesus Christ delivers those who believe through the baptism He received from John, the blood of the cross, death, and resurrection. Jesus Christ is the Savior who delivered sinners from the sins of the world and the judgment of sin. Now we are those who have been born again and become God's people by the faith that believes in the truth of the gospel of salvation that the triune God planned and accomplished for us. When Satan the devil made Adam and Eve commit sin, and man became a sinner by disobeying the command of God's word, God gave the word of prophecy to the ancestors of mankind. In the word of Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, "And I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Like this, God gave the word of promise that he would send Jesus Christ as the seed of the woman to cleanly eliminate the sin in the heart at once. That work was the prophetic promise that God the Father's Son, Jesus Christ, would receive baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, receive the judgment of sin on the cross, and save those who believe by resurrecting from death. In the words of the Old Testament, God made the sacrificial law of the tabernacle and showed the way of salvation to sinners. In the sacrificial law shown in the Old Testament, there was a law of passing the sinner's sin to the sacrificial offering by the laying on of hands. The sacrificial law of the tabernacle was the law of salvation that God made so that mankind would be saved through the sacrifice of the sacrificial offering instead of having to die as the wages of sin. This is the wisdom of salvation to deliver us from the sins of the world. The difference between human wisdom and God's wisdom. How is human wisdom? It has limits. Human wisdom is not eternal. Man-made theological doctrines, making it repeat the cycle that even if one is saved by believing in Jesus, if one commits a sin, one must wash it again with a prayer of repentance. So within Christianity, it made people always live as sinners even after believing in Jesus. However, God sent John the Baptist, the representative of all people, to this world to give baptism to the body of Jesus, thereby transferring the sins of the world to the body of Jesus, making him pay the judgment of sin with the blood of the cross. And through the resurrection from death, he let those who believe obtain the blotting out of sins and eternal life. This is the wisdom of God. It was God's purpose that Jesus Christ received baptism from John to have the sins of the world transferred to him at once. Received the judgment of sin on the cross to shed the precious blood, and resurrected from death to let those who believe be saved and made them children of God. Therefore, even if humans are lacking, if they believe in the baptism that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, received from John and the blood of the cross, they enter the path of being saved from all sins and judgment. God established the law of salvation for mankind to receive the removal of sins by the faith that believes in the baptism and blood that Jesus Christ received from John. This is the wisdom of God. If we believe the message of the cross in our hearts, we are saved. The message of the cross is the message of salvation that implies all the processes by which Jesus saved mankind from sin. The message of the cross, when explained, is the word of being born again that saves mankind from sin by the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, that is, the wisdom of God. Religion made by man cannot eliminate man's sin, but the message of the cross prepared by God the Father is the truth of salvation that Jesus, who was baptized by John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, shed blood on the cross, and resurrected from death to save us who believe from all sins. Only the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is the truth that can save sinners from sin. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7. The baptism that the Lord received from John on this earth, his death on the cross, and his resurrection are the gospel of truth that saves sinners from sin. This message of the cross is the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit that God the Father prepared long ago in advance, and it was the word of salvation given to those who believe. But God has revealed them to us through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10. The Holy Spirit is the word of the truth of salvation known only to the person who has received the removal of sins by believing the gospel word of the water and the Spirit in their heart. However, he said, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. This means that no matter how smart and intelligent a person is in this world, a person who has not met the truth of the gospel of the water and the Spirit, which becomes the message of the cross, cannot realize it on their own. It means that the message of the cross, which is within the words of the Old and New Testaments given by God to mankind, can only be met within the faith that believes in the word of truth of being born again, by the faith that believes in the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross. The gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which becomes the message of the cross testified by Apostle Paul, is recorded within the words of the Old and New Testaments. Such words of truth are not found in worldly philosophy and theological doctrine books, but are recorded only within the Word of God. Apostle Paul could not meet this truth even in the law he had learned in the past. He could only meet it within the gospel word that Jesus Christ is the Savior, and for the salvation of mankind, he received baptism from John the Baptist to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment of sin on the cross, and resurrected 3 days after his death. We have become those who, by believing in this path of the elimination of sins opened by Jesus, receive the blotting out of sins, and through faith in the Lord, who let us obtain eternal life, obtain salvation from all sins at once, live as God's people, and then enjoy eternal life. I give thanks to the Lord for all these things. Preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit becomes our purpose. Apostle Paul did not preach with man-made doctrines, but preached only with the wisdom of God. Therefore, those who heard the gospel word of the water and the Spirit from Apostle Paul heard the message of the cross. The message of the cross is the word concerning the baptism Jesus received from John and the blood of the cross, and it is the truth of receiving the removal of sins. Therefore, when we preach the message of the cross through the foolishness of preaching, God grants the salvation of the elimination of sins. We now give thanks to God by believing that we are saved from our sins and made into God's children through faith in God's gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The message of the cross is not salvation achieved by human good deeds or faith in theological doctrines, nor is it achieved by human intelligence. It is merely the salvation of God's power that allows one to be saved only by believing in the heart, the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, which becomes the message of the cross prepared by God. God is the one who now grants perfect salvation to those who believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The spiritual gospel of salvation that God gives us is the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and the gift of salvation given to mankind is exactly this word of truth. The message of the cross that we must believe is the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Our faith is the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit as the truth of salvation. What pleases God is that the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is preached to the whole world, so that those who receive the blotting out of sins in their hearts live the rest of their lives as God's people and enter the Lord's kingdom become numerous. There is a saying that a people without a dream will perish. Even as Christians, we must be people who have the word of evidence for our own faith. A person who does not believe and hold on to God's gospel word of the water and the Spirit with their heart is like one who is spiritually killed. Everyone, you must know that the gospel of the water and the Spirit is the very message of the cross, and by believing this, you must live with the assurance of salvation. We must hold on to the Word of God and live in the assurance of salvation through faith. Only then will my heart and your hearts gain strength, and after living the life of faith that God desires, we will joyfully enter the Lord's kingdom. We must live by setting our purpose with the faith that receives salvation.